Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, crypto fam, to the number one daily Bitcoin pod, Churches officially in session. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis. We'll be discussing how much more further down is Bitcoin price likely to go. Also, breaking news just in, the Bitcoin hash rate hits yet another all-time high amid the spot Bitcoin ETF frenzy. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, the only Bitcoin measure that matters, the only one I track, just hit another new high in its 15-year bull market run. The hash-adjusted price of Bitcoin is now approximately $460,000 per coin. Send it. We'll also be discussing the BlackRock CEO, Larry Fink, on Bitcoin. He says, I'm a big believer. It's bigger than any government. We'll also be discussing BlackRock now holding over 11,400 Bitcoin, worth roughly $500 million for their first spot Bitcoin ETF, and it only took them 2 days. Let that sink in. We'll also be discussing macro guru Raoul Powell says crypto is gearing up for the real run to new all-time highs. I'll be breaking down his latest timeline. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin in the very early innings of structural bull run as Bitcoin showing no signs of distribution. According to Lynn Alden, I'll be breaking down her latest $200,000 Bitcoin price prediction. Also breaking news, Samson Mao says Bitcoin price will skyrocket $1 million in days to weeks. That's right. I'll be breaking down Samson's predictions for 2024. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1522. I'm your host, JV, and today is January 14th, 2024. Let's not forget, Bitcoin halving only 3 months from now. Let that sink in. Typically, every halving, we add a zero to the end of the price action. So if history is the rhyme, we can expect potentially a $420,000 Bitcoin price action. So happy 420, family. I appreciate y'all. But anyways, let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. You got Bitcoin correcting in the blood red, which means down more than 5% on the day, but maintaining above 43,200. But let me refresh just to make sure this is even accurate. Okay, yeah, Coin 360, 43.2 right now. We have Ether down 1%, trading at 2,500. Solana down 5% in the blood red as well, trading at $93. Even AVAX down 6%. And they say when in doubt, just zoom out. So let's zoom out on the monthly. Bitcoin is in the green on the month. We have Ether up 10%, BNB up 18%, and Solana up 23%, while XRP, Cardano, AVAX, and Doge are in the blood red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the crypto market cap sits just shy of 1.7 trillion, with roughly 42 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance has been on the decline, currently sitting at 49.8%, with the Ether dominance, which has been pumping, currently at 18%. And 5 days ago, I remember we touched the bottom of 14.9%. as per CoinMarketCap. So this past week, ETH has been outpacing Bitcoin since the launch of the spot ETF, which is quite ironic, isn't it? Now, checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, TonCoin up 10%, followed by Arweave up almost 10%, followed by SiaCoin up 7.5%. Below that, Tezos, Casper, Chainlink, and Ethereum name service. Now, which altcoins are you most bullish on for this bull run? Let me know, fam, in the comments. right down below. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily for the market. The majority of the alts bleeding and in the red, just a handful in the green, including XTZ, Chainlink, TON, ENS, and PLS. And zooming out on the monthly, now we got mostly winners as far as the top 100 are concerned. We do have some cryptos such as Say up 191%, EHEX up 91%, ENS 173%, HEX over 90%, PLS 88%, and SUI 94%. Even ICP is up 95%, big gainers on the monthly. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're finally back at a 60 in greed after tapping out. I think we hit a high of roughly 76, 77 just the other week. And so there you have it, family. How many of you are currently bullish on the King crypto and think it's a great time to buy? Let me know. And to the opposite side of that coin, how many of you think we're most likely to continue going down and bottoming out even further? Let me know your honest thoughts. So here you go. Here's the latest astrology for men, AKA TA.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Bitcoin price now down roughly 4,000 since the approval of this Bitcoin ETFs in the US, signaling a growing sell the news sentiment in the market. Meanwhile, technical chart patterns hint at the possibility of a continued sell-off in the coming days or weeks. So how low can Bitcoin go? Let's discuss it. Bitcoin's maximum pain target is $34,850. As seen on the daily chart on your screen, the Bitcoin price trajectory shows consolidation within a bullish channel, according to the daily chart. Now, the 50-day exponential moving average, which is the red wave you see here in the chart, has provided support near 42.1, with prices oscillating above it as of January 14th, which is today. However, the RSI, Relative Strength Index, hovers near the midline, indicating a lack of strong bullish momentum. Shout out to Doug. I appreciate you joining the HODL gang and supporting the channel. Much love, much respect, HODL gang. Let's go. And in addition, the RSI has recently formed lower highs as opposed to Bitcoin's higher highs, a sign of growing bearish divergence. Therefore, if the Bitcoin price breaks below the 50-day EMA, it could seek the next support near the bullish channel's lower trend line. This trend line coincides with Bitcoin's 200-day EMA, which is the blue wave, which you can see here in this chart. Now, we know that as the exponential moving average near 34,850, a low not seen since the fourth quarter of 2023 during the consolidation phase. Now, some people believe bankers will crash Bitcoin to 25 to 30,000. Damn bankers. Anyways, in the first scenario, investors that have acquired Bitcoin between 25 and 30 Gs on the ETF approval expectations will not profit much because the bankers will likely not pay them a substantial premium over these prices. Therefore, as Bitcoin approaches 30 Gs, the bankers may buy from investors, establishing a new market bottom. Personally, I'm not anticipating a $30,000 bottom, but hey, anything is possible, so we must express all potential scenarios. However, the market may crack below 25,000 in the second scenario. Good Lord. I don't ever see that happening, family. Just FYI, allowing new institutional investors to acquire even more Bitcoin with leverage. We have an analyst, Ronor, arguing that the markets have already priced in the Bitcoin ETF rally, suggesting that the range between 24 and 32 should hold. However, not everyone agrees, as we have, I think, the biggest bear of the year, Crypto Capo, expecting this level to possibly crack before the ultimate price target of $12,000. Quoting him here, interest rates were increasing during 2004, 2007. And when the Fed pivoted, the market started dropping to new lows, he explained. Now, personally, with a Bitcoin halving occurring in 90 days, I just see this as the most unlikely scenario of them all. But again, anything can happen. Welcome to crypto. If we did dip tremendously, look at it as a blessing and a silver lining to stack them sats and take advantage of the dip. But anyways, can Bitcoin resume its upward trajectory? Hells yeah. Bitcoin's ability to hold its prices above the 50-day EMA will determine whether more upside is to come in the short term. The Bitcoin price can further climb towards 50 to 60,000 in the coming weeks, as predicted by Lucas Kiefley, the chief investment officer at the Yield app. Yeah, quoting them here, we will see a minor pullback, but it'll be nothing to write home about. It may take a little while for it to surpass the 50,000 threshold, but by June, the halving will be out of the way and the price should be higher. Now, interestingly, Bitcoin's prevailing bull pennant pattern indicates a possible price race towards the 50 to 60,000 range, as shown here in the chart. Bull pennants are bullish continuation patterns that get resolved after the price breaks above the upper trend line and rises by as much as the previous uptrend's height. Now, this pattern shows that the Bitcoin price can reach $56,200. Send it by March of 2024, 2 months out, family. Nonetheless, a break below the pennant's lower trend line would bring the bearish targets mentioned above. So there you have it. Let me know what scenario you feel was most likely to play out for the Bitcoin price action. Do you think we can continue dropping lower in the 30,000 range, or do you think we'll start pumping back up and finally capture 50,000, which would set a new 2-year high? Let me know, fam. But let's dive into our next story of the day, shall we? Let's discuss the hash rate hitting an all-time high. And first and foremost, some words from the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser. He says, the only Bitcoin measure that matters and the only one I track just hit another new high. In its 15-year bull market run, the hash-adjusted price of Bitcoin is now approximately $460,000 per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the high priest. Now, the Bitcoin hash rate is the network's computing power, which recently reached an all-time high amidst the frenzy that came with the debut of the spot Bitcoin ETF of the U.S. And according to data from Into the Block, the Bitcoin hash rate reached an all-time high of 630 quintillion exahashes per second on January 11th, less than 24 hours after the U.S. SEC approved all 11 spot Bitcoin ETFs in the country. Now, the Bitcoin hash rate continues dominating. This is a measure of the total combined computational power used to mine new Bitcoins and process transactions. The Bitcoin mining hash rate has been on a steady rise since 2021, irrespective of the market sentiment, be it bullish or bearish, cementing Bitcoin as the most secure crypto network. That's right, the most secure network in the world, family. And based on the info provided by CoinWars, the hash rate started 2023 at 266 exahashes and ended the year at 598, which is 125% growth. The hash rate spiked further to an all-time high of 630 exahashes on January 11th, and the timing was no quinky-dink. The surge in hash rate came right after the SEC approved the first Bitcoin spot ETFs to open the doors for the mainstream investors to invest in the top crypto without actually owning the asset. That's right, and I want to clear this up. Bitcoin ETF does not equal Bitcoin. There's a difference between self-custodying your Bitcoin and owning the private keys and letting an asset manager such as a BlackRock, a Fidelity, or Coinbase be a custodian, because at the end of the day, they hold the coins, they own the coins. So keep that in mind, family. Now, as expected, the approval of these ETFs led to a frenzy of activities in Bitcoin, pushing its on-chain volume to its highest since the collapse of the crypto exchange FTX. Consequently, the hash rate also increased, indicating miners are ramping up operations in anticipation of increased interest and trading volume that often follows the launch of new ETFs. Now, just looky here. I mean, I think this is a beautiful sign, and I think the hash rate will continue dominating this year in 2024, reaching new all-time highs, making the network that much more secure. And we know the price follows the hash rate, as per what Max Keiser just broke down for us. Now, the approval of the spot Bitcoin ETFs is a sign of mainstream acceptance that strengthens Bitcoin's credibility. Despite the increase in trading volume and growth of the network, the Bitcoin price seems to have deviated from this positive trend. The crypto's price initially reacted positively to the approval of the spot ETFs, pushing it to roughly 49,000, its highest point since April of 2022. So for the past 22 months, that's the new top. And in a dramatic turn of events, the spike has since reversed to give the notion of a sell the news event. At this time, Bitcoin retraced 11% from the local high and is trading at roughly 43,000. Trading volume has also fallen by 62% for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin mining profitability, which saw steady growth in December, failed to react positively to the approval of these spot ETFs. And according to data from Hash Rate Index, the drop of the Bitcoin prices led to mining profitability falling to as low as 0.07 per terahash per second per day on January 13th, a 22% decline from 0.1 per terahash per second per day on January 1st. So there you have it, my crypto fam. Quick shout out to Doug. I appreciate the super. It says, take this fiat trash to buy some Bitcoin. Let's go. Greatly appreciate your support on that family, much love and much respect. I want to read to you a bonus tweet from Max. We read that he believes the Bitcoin price right now should be 460,000 as per the hash rate. He also wrote, HODL explained, emotions of losing are more intense than winning. Overreacting to losses creates panic selling. Underreacting to wins creates complacency and a failure to increase position sizes. Bitcoin's mantra, HODL, is meant to help override these human emotions. Preach, and shout out to the high priest. But let's break down our next story of the day and discuss the latest from Mr. Lawrence Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, who has been making the rounds on the mainstream, ultimately pumping Bitcoin. So thank you, Mr. Larry. Here you go. Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, shared his outlook on Bitcoin, crypto, and the spot Bitcoin ETF market in a new interview with CNBC and Fox Business on Friday. BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF, the iShares Bitcoin Trust, was amongst the 11 spot Bitcoin ETFs approved by the US SEC on Wednesday. In describing Bitcoin, Fink shared with Fox Business, if you're in a country where you are fearful of your future, fearful of your government, or you are frightened that your government is devaluing its currency by too much deficits, you can say this is a great potential long-term store of value. Like I said, it's like digital gold, said Larry Fink. Now, interesting. I agree with this sentiment 100%. No argument for me. But it's interesting because a few years ago, remember he was the one preaching, Bitcoin's only use case is an index for money laundering. Now he's all in preaching the holy gospel of Satoshi. Very interesting. He also says, it's an international ledger that's cross-border. It's bigger than any government. Preach. And in the interview with CNBC, Fink explained why he thinks the price of Bitcoin will go up. I believe it goes up as the world is more frightened. And you best believe the world will become more frightened with all the shenanigans going on. Now, if people have fearful geopolitical risks, they are fearful of their own risks. Now, and unlike gold, where we manufacture new gold, we're almost at a ceiling of the most of the amount of Bitcoin that can be created. Now, Fink admitted that 3 years ago, he was a naysayer, noting about 2 years ago, I switched and I'm actually, in the last few years, a big believer, emphasizing that he believes Bitcoin is an asset class, 100%. Quoting him again, I am a believer in it because I do believe it is an alternative source of wealth holding. That's right. Let's not forget it's unconfiscatable from that government family. Now, commenting on BlackRock offering the spot Bitcoin ETF, he detailed, to me, what we are trying to do is offer an instrument that can store wealth. And regarding whether the SEC will approve spot Ethereum ETFs now that it is approved spot Bitcoin ETFs, the BlackRock executive stated, I see value in having an Ethereum ETF, which ultimately means they're going to be launching an Ethereum ETF. Now, if you have a tokenized security and you have tokenized identity, the moment you buy or sell an instrument, it is known. It's on a general ledger that is all created together. You want to talk about issues around money laundering and all of that? This eliminates all corruption by having a tokenized system. So there you have it. Complete 360 from Mr. Larry Fink. Now, as shared here, just in the top five spot Bitcoin total flows. This was, I believe, after the first 2 days. BlackRock with roughly a half a billion. Fidelity at 422 million, Bitwise 237 million, ARK 105 million, and Franklin 50.1 million. Now, what's interesting here, this doesn't also include Grayscale. Grayscale has the largest fees. It's also producing the most volume, and it is also bringing in the most money right now. But also, as I shared here, BlackRock now holds 11,439 Bitcoin worth over $497 million for their spot Bitcoin ETF. And what's so crazy about this number, they achieved this in 2 days. So they now own over 11,000 Bitcoin in 2 business days. And you know, they're going to continue accumulating just like they dominate the real estate market, just like they dominate the S&P 500. They own a piece of over 80% of the top companies in the world in the S&P 500. And they're coming for your Bitcoin. And eventually they're coming for your Ethereum. So HODL be thy name. But anyways, let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest predictions from the macro guru himself, Raul Powell. Let's go. He used to work at Goldman Sachs, just like the rest of them, such as the chairman of the SEC, Mr. No Claire Gare. But anyways, Goldman Sachs executive Raul Powell, former that is, says the crypto industry appears to be setting the stage for a bull run to new all-time highs. Send it. In a new Ask Me Anything session, the Real Vision chief executive and macro guru says that while he expects chop in the short term, he's also anticipating the digital assets to spark the real run to record figures later this year. Let's go. And according to Powell, a combination of the recent approval, a spot market ETFs, and the Bitcoin upcoming halving event scheduled to take place in 3 months in April will ultimately push Bitcoin and digital assets up after leverage positions are liquidated. Quoting him here, all of the pre-orders for the ETFs have now been filled. All of these ETF providers have been going to all of their clients, begging them, you need to do this. Everyone's done that. So there'll be some follow on next week. A lot of the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust guys are unwinding, and some will wait a few days to see if the market is stronger, whatever. So that goes on for a while. You have then brought forward a lot of demand. By the end of it, maybe it's $1 billion. Maybe it's $2 billion of demand, and you'll have brought forward. So then who's the buyer? You've got the people who front ran this, who want to sell. So you're going to see volatility. And I've always reminded you guys in the dot or in the do not F this up mantra, part of that is to expect 30 to 35%. Pullbacks. Could be less, but just expect them. And that often happens when you get this kind of 0.618 Fibonacci level in the first leg of the bull run. It often corrects sharply and people get washed out. Leverage is cleared out and then the real run starts. And the real run is to the run to all-time highs and beyond. And the current all-time high, as we know, is 69,000. That usually starts around the halving. So I'm guessing there is maybe a month or two of chop. And to watch this video, the macro guru did, check the show notes below the video. In the description. Now, let me know if you agree or disagree that chop is likely to continue for the next couple of months before reaching new all-time highs, as the macro guru predicts. But anyways, family, let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss this $200,000 Bitcoin target from Lynn Alden. And then we'll dive into our featured story of the day and discuss Samson Mao doubling down on his $1 million Bitcoin price prediction within days to weeks, which is an outcome of Max Payne. But first, here's the latest from Lynn Alden. Macroeconomics guru Ms. Alden believes that the ongoing Bitcoin bull market is still intact as long as long-term hodlers refuse to sell, even after Bitcoin's year-long rally. In a new interview with Natalie Brunell, the YouTube channel, Alden says the Bitcoin is in the very early stages of its structural bull run. The macro guru highlights that she is still not seeing signs that the long-term Bitcoin hodlers are selling their coins, even though Bitcoin is up about 160% in the past 6 months. And where my long-term hodlers at, make some noise in that live chat, because no matter what happens, you're not getting our coins, family. Quoting them here, so far, we have not really seen any sign of distribution. So when Bitcoin goes through major bull runs, normally some of those older hodlers start to sell into the market strength. Maybe they want to rebalance. Maybe they want to consume. So you can see some of that distribution as new buyers come in, and that process hasn't even started yet based on any sort of on-chain analysis you look at. I still think we are very early in this structural bull run, but I do think it is important not to take a bull run for granted. It is not necessarily owed to you just because the halving is happening or just because it's on that cycle. I think it is probably still likely over the next 2 years, but it is important to manage your expectations and risks accordingly. Now, earlier in the month, Alden said Bitcoin cycles are correlated to the global liquidity and that Bitcoin can rally to as high as $200,000 per coin before the end of 2025. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that prediction. That's ultimately virtually the bear scenario that I laid out for my personal prediction. And to watch this video interview they did with Natalie Brunell, check the show notes below the video in the description. I also like to point out, as I covered, I think it was yesterday's show, we discussed Fundstrat's Thomas Lee making the rounds on the mainstream. He predicts Bitcoin will hit $500,000 per coin within the next 5 years, which would mean by the year 2029. Let me know your thoughts on that prediction as well. Another reason to buy some biddies. But anyways, fam, now for our featured story of the day. Let's discuss Samson Mao. He predicts the Bitcoin price will skyrocket to $1 million per coin in days to weeks. So here's the latest from Samson Mao. And if you're just joining us, pump the likes to help pump the stream. We greatly appreciate the support. Let's start with some predictions that he made. He wrote here on December 29th, 2023, got 82,000 views. Here, Samson's predictions for 2024, a Bitcoin all-time high, $1 million BTC, three nation states implementing a Bitcoin strategy. Let me know which nation states you think this is most likely. He also says Jan 3 will engage 10 more countries. That's his company. If you didn't know, now you know. Aqua Bitcoin drives LUSDT volume and liquid Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitfinex takes off and Bitcoin bonds from three jurisdictions. Now, he also tweeted, if you think I am crazy for a $1 million Bitcoin, please meet Hal Finney. I'm going to read this to you and rest in peace, Hal. An amusing thought experiment. Imagine that Bitcoin is successful and it becomes the dominant payment system in use throughout the world. Then the total value of the currency should be equal to the total value of all the wealth of the world. Current estimates of total worldwide household wealth that I have found range from 100 trillion to 300 trillion. With 20 million coins, that gives each coin a value of about $10 million. So the possibility of generating coins today with a few cents of compute time may be quite a good bet. And with a payoff of something like 100 million to one, even if the odds of Bitcoin succeeding to this degree are slim, they are really 100 million to one against. Just something to think about. And this is like something he wrote roughly 15 years ago. So let that sink in, because I think it's a given. I have no doubt in my mind that one day we'll see a $10 million Bitcoin price. If you agree, put a one in the live chat. Now, some other tweets he shared. Bitcoin ETFs are approved and trading begins with a perfect storm. We got ETF ad campaigns, which we're seeing the game theory for the ETF race in full effect. There is a new ad ultimately released every day. There was a new one from BlackRock today. There was one from ARK21 the other day. Hashdex, Bitwise, the list goes on. Nation state adoption. We could potentially see Bitcoin adoption in Mexico, Colombia, Panama. There's a wide list. Suriname, there's already talks about their central bank converting 1% of their reserves into Bitcoin. And so a lot of potential there. The halving, which we know is set to take place in only three more months, family. The Veblen effect, the 118x multiplier, the supply shock, very limited Bitcoin on the exchanges right now. They say less than 2 million. Recursive demand shock, low Bitcoin supply on the exchanges, which we just mentioned. Max Payne theory, which we'll dive deeper into here in a little bit, renewed QE and FASB accounting rules, which take place also this month, and it's already official. The Omega candle awaits. Here's a snippet of what that Omega candle will look like when we finally get it. It ultimately means a $100,000 uptick in the Bitcoin price in a single day. So let's go. And he also wrote, Balaji wasn't wrong about Bitcoin going to 1 million. And if you don't know, Balaji is the chief technology officer of Coinbase, who made the bullish prediction after the regional banking crisis last year in 2023 that we'd hit a million within 90 days. And he actually bet $1 million on it. Clearly, we didn't hit that target. So here's what he has to say. He was wrong on the timing and the catalyst. My 1 million call is based on massive rapid influx of institutional capital, while Bitcoin available for sale is at historical lows, compounded by the halving. And I appreciate you pumping the likes to pump the stream. We finally got over 1,000 people on the stream right now concurrent. So much love, family. His 1 million prediction was predicated on money printing and banks failing. Those two things could potentially be a driver for a rapid run to 1 million, but not likely. The money printing already happened and dried up. It will take a few more years for the market to adjust accordingly. And for the banks failing, normies will just look for a safer bank. They aren't at the stage where they realize no bank is really safe and that Bitcoin is the only option. Now, another tweet he shared, in 2017, it took 9 months approximately for Bitcoin to go from 1,000 to 20,000 per coin. The block subsidy was 12 and a half. There was a lot more Bitcoin sloshing around on the exchanges. Mining was boiling the oceans, and there was zero institutional money coming in. Now, 1,000 to 20,000, 20x. 50,000, close to where we're at, family, to 1 million, it's just 20x. So it's not so unrealistic to anticipate a $1 million Bitcoin price action. And in a bit, I'm going to read you this thread on why we're going to a million per Bitcoin in days to weeks, because it's the max pain for the most people. But first, I want to read you this particular article. Bitcoin price to touch 1 million in days to weeks. by Samson Mao. There is deep attention on the Bitcoin price at the moment following the approval of the launch of the spot ETF. With expectations that the digital currency will benefit from the spot Bitcoin ETF emergence, Samson Mao, the market expert and founder of investment firm Jan3, has tipped Bitcoin price to touch $1 million per coin in days or weeks in alignment with his prior bullish call for the top coin. So he's ultimately doubling down and taken to his official X account. He sparked a debate where he declared that Max Payne theory is still in play for Bitcoin. And according to a definition of this concept, Max Payne theory states that on expiry day, the price of the underlying index or stock moves towards a point that results in the maximum loss, which is Payne, to the highest number of option buyers. Alternatively, it also means a minimum loss to option sellers. Here's the high value hodlers of Bitcoin pushing the sell-off to the point where the asset becomes quite profitable to buy. The spot Bitcoin ETF emergence served as a sell the news moment last week as the withdrawal of shares from the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust forced the price of the coin to a low of $42,400 in the past week. Now, Samson Mao is optimistic that the $1 million Bitcoin price will materialize, but the starting point is to be determined at a later date. As someone shared here, Phil C, what is your Balaji? Or was this your Balaji moment? And he responded, my main prediction is the run-up to a million and that it happens in days to weeks. And he shared this today, January 14th at 2:23 a.m. So Samson is one of the major Bitcoin advocates with an optimistic view about the price of the asset, riding on the potential of the spot ETF product now trading in U.S. markets. And we have to actually thank Grayscale for even getting the approval from the SEC, because if it wasn't for their lawsuit and win victory against the SEC, according to Gary, they would have never approved and changed their stance on the ETF. Mao is optimistic that there will be a massive inflow of funds into Bitcoin, drawing on the huge capital base of the key participants in the market, including BlackRock, Fidelity Investments, and VanEck. The spot Bitcoin ETF product upon launch of trading had a good start, igniting optimism that will draw in more mainstream adoption to the mid to long term, hence validating the price forecast from Samson Mao and others. Shout out to Doug. I appreciate you gifting a membership of the channel to Artificial Intelligence Money. To One Tally Yard. You have been blessed, so much love and much respect. And I want to read you this thread really quick. Here's why we're going to a million per coin. And also shout out to Crypto Sun. He just shared a super, been a member for a month, and I guess let's drink to that. Cheers, family. Greatly support and appreciate all the members of the channel. So here we go. Max Payne for most people. Bitcoin has a way of doing what we least expect in the most disruptive way. For example, at Jan 3, we have many plans of meetings set for 2024. 1 million per Bitcoin would derail everything. Number one, ideally, we have a good couple of years to onboard nation states at Jan 3. Fast 1 million means we're out of time. 50 countries reach out frantically and we're all overloaded. All the careful planning and proposals are out the door. Just smash buying Bitcoin. Coin and no sleep for the team. Team no sleep, where you at? Number two, fast 1 million Bitcoin means that Plan B stock the flow model breaks again, just when it was looking like it was going to track correctly. Max Payne. Number three, Lightning completely unusable for anyone not using a custodial wallet or Aqua Bitcoin. Fast 1 milli means the fees are super high in dollar terms. No new Bitcoin users can afford to create a new Lightning wallet. Max Payne. Number four, fast 1 million. Bitcoin means that Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy never reached their goal of stacking 1% of the supply. FYI, they currently control 1.9% of the circulating supply, and MicroStrategy's goal is to control 5% of the circulating supply. So close, so very close. Max Payne-ish upside is MicroStrategy is now in the top 30 most valuable companies in the world. Number five, El Salvador and other countries missed the window to issue Bitcoin bonds and accumulate substantial stacks of Bitcoin at sub 100,000. The IMF debt still looms. Max Payne. Number six, Lagarde, Powell, and many highly regarded economists lose their jobs. But I think we're okay with this one. Preach. Hyper-Bitcoinization and fiat hyperinflation begins 1 to 2 years after a $1 million Bitcoin. Max Payne. Let's go. Peter Schiff and gold bugs suffer a collective mental breakdown after Bitcoin goes to a million fast. Gold is still hovering around $2,000 per ounce. Max Payne. Number eight, the plebs are not immune either. Many will be stuck with a number of expendable UTXOs worth $500 to $100. Many others, not you, of course, will sell at $100,000 only to buy back at $500,000 per coin. Max Payne, number 9. 8 billion people on this planet just missed the most important opportunity of their lifetime to get into Bitcoin when it would have made a significant economic difference. They can now only work to earn Bitcoin. I think this is the biggest one. Max Payne. And number 10, the entire legacy financial system will be very quickly reorganized around Bitcoin as a new base. Businesses will need to be able to accept Lightning Network, and companies will have to rapidly convert cash reserves to Bitcoin, and none of them are remotely ready. Max Payne. So here's his ultimate analysis. So my point is that the probability of Bitcoin making an unexpected move that results in max pain for the largest number of people is the most likely outcome. That means a $1 million Bitcoin fast. Also, because of these reasons, plan accordingly. And he notes here, the ETF approvals aren't priced in, the halving isn't priced in, more nation state adoptions isn't priced in, renew QE isn't priced in, the multiplier effect isn't priced in, the Veblen effect isn't priced in, and all of this is happening at the same time, and it all isn't priced in. So there you have it, my crypto fam. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the bullish sentiment of Samson Mao that we can potentially see a $1 million Bitcoin price this year within days to weeks. Holla at your boy. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.